Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. And it's time for, another show. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley on the show tonight because it's, what is it? It's spring-tacular, Phil. It's not summer-tacular.
Yeah, it's not winter-tacular.
No, I know. I didn't know that. I don't know. I'm losing track of the days and the months and the years. We also will have later on Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills because Ted alleges, and who am I to doubt it, that it wasn't Bob Costas that O.J. was trying to call. It was Ted Bell.
Well, you look skeptical.
Of course I look skeptical.
Do you think Mr. Bell would lie?
Do you guys believe that O.J. Simpson called Ted Bell?
Well, it's not a matter of whether I believe it. It's a matter of whether you believe it.
You're the host of the show, Phil.
Yeah. We'll find out whether you guys believe it or not.
Oh, I see. You're gonna put our feet to the fire, huh?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, yes, I am. But in the meantime, we do have Bobby and Steve Dooley with us on the line from Western Estates, and it is a big announcement you're gonna make tonight, Bobby. Too, in addition to the Springtacular.
Yeah, you know, Phil. Steve and I were just listening to you. And you went, and it sounded, we admired how you got out of that.
Yeah, we're not criticizing Mr. Henry, but it sounded like you didn't know where you were going.
Okay, well, I do know where I'm going, and where I want to go right now is, are you guys going to Butner Lake this year?
Well, that's not, you were going to...
Yeah, you were talking about Springtacular.
Now I'm talking about the Butner Lake.
The Butner Lake.
Let me do it. So, Bobby, Phil's having a rough time here. We're asking whether you're going to Butner Lake.
What's wrong, Mr. Henry?
Nothing's wrong, but I had physical therapy to. I didn't want to have to bring this up.
Oh, here we go.
As my father used to say, you really got to buck up, bucko. Buck up and just buck it. He used to say that instead of the F1.
Yeah, his father was great. He used to say, buck you. It was really great.
Yeah, that's great.
What's so funny?
Nothing. So, anyway, yeah, I...
So you got confused because you had physical therapy?
I had some physical therapy today, yes. I was with some great people there at the Southern California Orthopedic Institute. Shout out to everybody there for my, rotator cuff. But, yeah.
Yeah, they stretched Mr. Henry's arm out. It was very painful. I would think that you'd have some sensitivity.
I'm not being insensitive, Phil. It's just that I heard you go beep, beep, beep.
You stumble about.
My right arm's a little... Never mind, man. I'm trying to ask you guys about
Buckner Lake? My father would call it Buckner Lake, but no, it's Butner Lake.
I know it's Butner Lake. Are you guys going to Butner Lake this summer?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we're going to Butner Lake. We're going to go out in June?
We're coming back in September.
I know that, Steve. When are we going up there?
We're planning to leave in June. Leave in either June or May.
What is that supposed to mean?
I would like to leave in May.
Well, then we'll leave in May.
Jesus.
We're going to be going up in May, Phil, because we want to have a little bit extra time with the boys this year and really enjoy the lake. I know you love the summer.
Summer is my favorite time of year.
We love the summer. We're going to do a lot of boating on the Butter Girl.
You always called it the Butt Girl.
Yeah, I know I did, Bud, and I'm sorry that I did, although I'm sure it gave you a little bit of a thrill.
Yeah, I bet you gave that. Yeah, it gave you a thrill called the Butt Girl.
Yeah, any day now you can spit that out.
You know something?
Okay, thank you very much, Bud, for your opinion. We're talking here with Bobby and Steve Dooley. It's gotten off to kind of a rough start here, but let's all be friends, okay?
Well, I want to be friends, and Bobby, I want to ask you, I know that the Springtacular is coming up.
Yes, the Springtacular is coming up, but I just want to make clear that we're going to Butner Lake this year.
You're going to Butner Lake, and you haven't been in 2 years, see?
Oh, all right. I didn't know that.
Well, we didn't go last year. And hopefully my younger brother Daryl is coming.
Oh, Christ.
What's your story?
Nothing, but I...
Steve doesn't like the fact that Daryl was in prison. And
no, I don't. I don't like him being a...
Don't do it, Steve. Man, don't do it.
Okay, you guys are obviously having a problem here with this particular topic. We don't have to talk about it.
I don't like the idea of the jailbird brother hanging around my...
My jailbird brother. You know something, Steve?
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. You guys are friends, okay?
We're more than friends. We're married.
Yeah, talk about. Talk about Mr. Henry. Okay, I'm sorry.
I swear to God, Steve.
What got you to?
Bobby, I know you threatened him physically, but you don't do it because Phil gets angry. What did you just do?
She made her hand like a gun, like she's gonna go get her gun.
Okay, Bobby, that's not cool.
You know something? It's none of anybody's business what I do or what I did.
Are you afraid she's gonna shoot you?
No, I know she won't. It does kind of shut me up.
She raised her hand up and made like a gun?
Yeah, she made her hand into the shape of a gun.
So what? I'm telling you, Steve, that what is important to me is my brother come to see us this coming summer.
I know that. I just don't like the idea.
I heard you already. You don't like my jailbird brother hanging around.
I'm sorry, honey.
Daryl has done an awful lot to try...
Okay, listen, guys, this is a family dispute here. I'd rather not hear, although I agree with Bobby. Her brother has done his time, and he wants to spend time with the family. What's wrong with it, Steve?
I told you. Brother was inside. He knocked over a couple of gas stations. She's just a cheap bunk.
My brother knocked over a couple of gas stations in the South Bay, and then he followed that up. He went on some kind of liquor store robbing spree in Santa Barbara. He just got out of, last year he got out of Terminal Island. He was there for 3 years. They knocked off 2 years for good behavior, you know. And we're trying to get him to get his life straight again.
He's just a cheap punk knocking over these...
Steve, would you stop calling my brother a cheap punk?
All right, we're not getting anywhere with this cheap punk stuff. Bobby, congratulations. I hope that Daryl does well. I hope you guys can work this out. I don't want to talk about this right now. I just, glancing a conversation about Butner Lake. Now let's move on to the Springtacular, shall we?
That's fine with me, Phil. The Springtacular will be kicking off this weekend. We're going to be making, by the way, an announcement.
All right, Bobby, I'm sorry.
Now that's better. Yeah, just apologize to her, Steve.
Honey, I'm sorry I called him a punk. It's just, you remember the first time I met him, he was a lousy, greasy punk.
I know you didn't like him. Nobody likes Daryl when they first meet him.
You want some greasy punk? Some greasy, cheap punk?
Hanging around our boys, I understand that.
All right, well, can you settle that?
It's fine. I know Daryl, he means well.
Oh, you know him, he means well. You knew that he meant... You know he means well. Now you say that.
Yeah, I'm saying it now, Bobby.
Guys, I'll hang up if we can't get this back on track.
Okay. So what I wanted to talk about, I want to do a shout-out to Rick Hoseward and his wife, Jenda Jean. They're great people. We know them at Butner Lake. We hope you guys made it home in one piece last summer. I don't know if they're hearing what I'm saying.
This is who?
This is Rick Hoseward and his wife, Jenna Jean. We had a really good time with them last summer at Butner. The other thing is that I'd rather, and I said this to Steve and I mentioned this, I think a bean and bacon cookout...
All right, I'm sorry.
Well...
What's wrong with the bean and bacon cookout?
The way Steve said it...
I had a look on my face.
Well, what did you mean by it?
I said, like, hey, baby, let's have a bean and bacon cookout, yeah. And I kind of, you know, I arched an eyebrow.
So you meant something filthy?
I wouldn't call it filthy. I mean, it depends on your taste, but I wanted to have a hot night with my wife, and I said, let's see. I think it's a bean and bacon cookout, if it's anything. If it's anything, tonight's a bean and bacon cookout. Yeah, you know. And I did a hip hunch.
You did a hip hunch in front of the kids. I thought that was a bit much.
Well, did you have the bean and bacon? Was this last summer?
Yeah, it was last summer. We're planning on having a bean and bacon cookout this summer, too. Only it's going to be an actual bean and bacon cookout. And there won't be no sexual allusion to it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this year there will be a bean and bacon cookout. Dare you? Okay. Why do you have a bean and bacon cookout? Yeah. What kind of recipes?
Well, the burgers are made out of... They're bean burgers. And then we have strips of bacon. So it's the bean burger. And then we put them into buns, into bean buns, but basically... And, you know, I top it off with a hot sauce. It's really delicious and everything.
Yeah, I cook it on a barbecue. The bean burgers, strips of bacon, then a bean bun.
I've never heard of it. Anyway, it doesn't mean it's not good.
Yeah, just because you haven't heard of it, General.
I know.
Doesn't mean it's not good, just like you said. You know, Mr. Henry, we've been on your program here for, 10 minutes? And I'm getting a definite feel of people giving me a whole ration of...
Yeah, a ration of shit.
Okay, let's watch the language, and we're sorry if that's the perception. I think we got mixed up here with the bean and bacon. The other thing was you had a problem with Steven telling him to delete his account or something.
We had a personal problem. I don't want to talk about it right now.
All right. Bobby, you have some announcements to make.
We do have an announcement to make, Phil. Phil, I want to, at this time, ahead of our spring, ahead of the Springtacular, we want to hand out our Circle of Taste Association Induction Awards for their ability to put on makeup, to dress in a style what doesn't look, you know, like a clown. They have elegance, taste, class, and they dress good too. And they don't look clownish, nor is the makeup clown-like. This year's inductees into the Circle of Taste: Amanda Buck Napoli, Brittany Morgan Magoo, Ashley Flapperby, Kimberly Hutzpah Philpott, Tiffany Cloneward, and Allison Feebleton Jimenez. This year's inductions into the Circle of Taste. Steve? And right now, Steve's doing what we call the elf boogie. He's kind of hip thrusting around the room.
Oh, God, I'm tired.
Well, we don't have the music, but anyway, congratulations.
All right, congratulations to all. That's the. Now, that's the Circle of Taste. Those are women that have an upper. They're upper crust, right?
Well, they're. What do you mean by upper crust?
Well, they're the most elegant women at Western Estates. They know what's up.
Yeah, they know the best dress. They know how to dress and stuff.
Boy, you people are really.
God, what are you guys? We might as well be talking about giving out the National Clown Awards or something, for all it's worth.
Well, I don't know. How do you get into the Circle of Taste?
You get into the Circle of Taste by knowing how to put makeup on and dress good so you don't look like you belong in the psych ward putting your makeup on like you're bozo, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, congratulations to all these women. Yeah, congratulations for the women getting into the Circle of Taste for putting on their clothes well and not putting on makeup like bozo.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Watch the language.
Sorry.
All right, so that's... Now, Bobby, the Spring Tackler has a decidedly different dance than the Winter Tackler. I know the Winter Tackler, we have the elf dance.
Well, we have the... Steve?
Yeah, we do have the Winter Tackler Queen. The Snow Queen comes out, and then I skip... I'm the Elf King, and I come skipping about her in a circle. As she comes down the runway, I skip around her in a circle.
What are you wearing?
During the Winter Tackler?
Yeah.
I'm wearing a snow jock, or what's called a snow cup. It's a warmed up, it's a reinforced, downfilled, if you will, a very elegant jock strap, and the cup is filled with down feathers, so it's warm. It keeps it warm.
It keeps Steve's, you know what, warm as he dances about.
So he's dancing around in a jock strap.
No, it's not we call it a jockstrap. You know, every time I'm on this...
Somewhere on your show, Mr. Henry, you try to turn it dirty and cheap. Every time.
Steve, how the hell are we supposed to describe what you wear? Is it a jockstrap? What is it?
Yes, it's a jockstrap. Got it.
Mr. Henry, this is you.
Steve, how am I supposed to describe it?
Describe it elegantly, Mr. Henry.
All right, Steve wears a very elegant jockstrap that's reinforced with down feathers, right?
Yeah.
He dances around me in a circle.
All right, but we're talking about the winter. Let's talk about the Springtacular. Yeah, the spring. Now, what happens there? Is there a different dance for the Springtacular?
There is. The Springtacular, I start out not as the Snow Queen. Now I am Elf Queen. And Steve is my... Steve is my king. So the Elf Queen, she comes out at springtime. And we have this elegant music... we have the very elegant music. Can we get the...
Yeah, get the Springtacular music. All right, here, Bud's going to cue that up.
Thank you. Okay, so you can hear the elf music. And as this music plays, Steve dances ahead of me. Steve, describe it.
I dance ahead of Bobby, and I'm kind of one step forward. Then I circle back around her. You can hear it. Turn it up a little bit, Bud. And I'm doing my elf dance.
I step into the side. Well, he steps forward. I go sidestep. Then I step to the other sidestep. Then a sidestep.
Well, how do you move down the runway if you're sidestepping?
Well, then I do one step forward, then a sidestep, one step forward. And then Steve backs up, and he bends over. And if people think it's crude, it's not. When he bends over in front of me, it's to say, I bow not only to who you were, but who you are going to be. So that's when he bows, his rear end's up in the air.
It looks like my rear end's in the air disrespectfully. No, I'm bowing to where she's going to be. She's behind me, but I'm bowing ahead of her.
What do you mean the rear end? What does it look like?
It looks like he's got his rear end up in the air, and I'm supposed to check it out. They're laughing.
I know they are.
All right. No. All right. Thank you very much. That was great. So that's Bobby and Steve. I'm not hanging up on you, Bobby. Is there another?
There is. There's one more dance. Are you going to play it or are you going to hang up on it?
No, I'm not going to hang up on you, but just talking about Steve bending over with his rear...
You're saying his rear end's up in the air and it looks obscene?
There is no way of doing the full elf dance to the future, bow to the future, without the rear end of the elf king being right up in the elf queen's...
It's not exactly, it's not up in your face.
Well, guess what? Yes, it is, so...
All right, so, and then what?
Then we do what's called the secondary dance. Steve puts his arms around my waist, and I put my arms around his waist, and we do the secondary elf step, and here it is. And what we're doing is we're just hopping up and down. This is called the elf hop.
Yeah, we do the elf hop, and we hop around, and we hop back down the runway, and we hop ahead, and then we hop toward people and nod and bow.
Yes, we hop toward special guests, nod, bow, and then hop in front of them. Fuck this.
Sorry, Bobby.
No, they're laughing.
I know I'm laughing, and I don't mean to laugh. It sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.
Bobby, I'm not laughing. I respect very much what you're trying to do.
Oh, yeah, right. Sure.
I am.
Oh, it's bull crap.
Hey, Steve, come on. When somebody says that they mean it, you know, you turn the music off.
No, don't turn the music off. Will you turn the TV down, Steve, for Christ on a...
Sorry.
Bobby.
No. Okay, so this is the elf hop. And we hop up and down and hop up and down. And then we hop over. The part that people think is retarded, and sorry for using that word,
yeah.
We hop over to the buffet, and only the elf queen and the elf king hop, and we...
They don't care.
You don't really care, do you?
I do care.
Yes, we do. I want to hear it.
Yeah, you hop up and down as you get your food.
Yes, we hop up and down as we get our food. Kill the music. Kill it. I'm sick to my stomach.
Bobby, I'm sorry, but I had to laugh when you said you were hopping up and down. I hope you have a successful springtacular. I honestly do. And I hope that you'll accept my apologies for laughing.
No, I do not accept your apologies.
No, we're not going to accept your apologies, Mr. Henry. You laughed in the middle of the elf...
You laughed in the middle of the elf hop, which I know to you sounds ridiculous. Laughing in the middle of the elf hop is like taking the elf king and gelding him alive, tied to a tree.
Oh, for God's sake, Bobby. That's offensive and disgusting.
Well, that's what it feels like.
You know what? You you are over the top with that one. Somebody ought to smack your face for that.
Oh, my God. You talking about smacking my wife's face?
I hated that, what you just said.
All right, I'm sorry.
Tied to a tree, huh?
Well, that's what you did to the Elf King.
The Elf King, you should have...
Get rid of them. They freaking make me sick.
You ever going to have them on?
Yeah, I'll probably have them on next week. All right, coming back, it's Ted Bell, ladies and gentlemen. Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Did O.J. try to call Ted when he was in the Bronco? We heard Bob Costas say that O.J. tried to call him. Ted claims O.J. tried to call him. We'll talk to our good friend Ted Bell in a moment on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Hey, Ted Bell here. Get a backstage fast to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And I say this to you, even though I know that in a few minutes I'm going to be on Phil's show, I'm going to tell him about O.J. trying to call me during the Bronco chase. And I know that Phil's going to say, no, he didn't, and ha, ha, ha. And he will attempt to, once again, put on the top of my head a little monkey derby. And he'll do the organ grinder motion with his hand, and I'm supposed to hop around, and you know how it happens. You know how it works, right? You know how it works on the Phil Hendry Show. If you're an advertiser, you're the monkey on a chain. Phil Hendry's the organ grinder. That's how it works. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Thanks for the plug there at the website. I'm sorry. That's, I just don't care. Yeah, get a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, for grad night. This is a great place to take the kids. As you know, we don't allow kids. But on graduation night, I want you to be thinking about your kids, when you're having a steak at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted Bell is with us here at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm just curious, Ted, and I mean this with great respect, when...
Say you mean it with great respect. I know that you're about, and I love you, Phil. And hi, good evening, everybody. And I'm very grateful to be on Phil's show. But when he says I mean this with great respect, it's as if he's saying, "Would you mind standing there for a moment, Ted, with your legs spread while I rear back and give it a George Blanda kick?" Right. I
That's a hell of a thing to say, Ted, right out of the gate.
Ted?
All right, I'm sorry.
You really think that, huh?
I don't know, Phil. I know you're going to ask me a question here about... You're going to ask me a question about our no-kid policy.
It's just that you, in the commercial, you said that, you know, at grad night, we don't allow kids, but come on in and think about your kids.
That's right. That's what I said. Oh, my God, I can't...
Well, Ted, you know it's a good question. I know it's your. This is paid for time by your company, but it is a very good question. How do you celebrate the graduation of a young person when they're not there?
By coming in and having a steak with your wife, having a drink, and you sit and you talk about your kid.
On graduation night.
Well, what else do you call grad night?
How about if you have grad night where the kids... You know, you have Easter...
Excuse me for just a moment, Phil, if you don't mind. Phil?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I don't tell you how to run your radio show.
I know.
I don't tell you how to run the radio. Please don't tell me how to run my restaurant, okay? We don't allow kids. We don't allow kids. We don't allow kids.
You know, Bell, you have been really tense the last few times you've been on this program.
Bell, huh? You know, you haven't broken your staff of that habit, Phil.
All right, Mr. Bell, if you don't mind, General. Oh, well, Mr. Bell, you sound as if you're ready to douse yourself with gasoline and set yourself on fire the last few times you've been here.
Oh, wow.
Well, you have.
Oh, wow. You know, I just heard you laughing at the Dooleys, Phil. I hope this is going to be what this is about tonight.
No, it's not. I forget I brought up the whole...
Just drop the fact that we don't allow kids in our restaurant, if you don't mind. Folks, come on into Ted's Beverly Hills on grad night when your young people are graduating. You go to their graduation. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to go off partying with their friends. They don't want to hang around with you. The last thing your kids want, I say this with great respect, the last thing your graduation, your grad night graduate wants is to be hanging around with your old...
ass? Is that what you're going to say?
Yes, I was.
Well, maybe they'd like to be with their parents.
Yeah, sure. I'm just saying the parents can come into Ted's of Beverly Hills, have a drink, and go, wow, Junior graduated. Isn't that great? Hey, you know.
Okay, Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. So let's get to the meat of the matter here, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, the meat of the matter, huh? First of all, you know, it's not that big of a thing, Phil. I didn't like the fact that you made a big thing out of it.
Well, you said to me that this was something that had happened to you and it wasn't Bob Costas.
I never said it wasn't Bob Costas. I said in addition to, okay?
I don't know, you sound like you said, yeah, Bob Costas is a liar.
I never said Bob Costas is... Please, Phil, you got to understand something. My reputation's at stake.
All right, then we misheard it.
Yes, misheard it. I never said... I said, isn't that interesting that O.J. tried to call Bob Costas? Coincidental that on that night, he tried to call me. Okay?
Coincidental or what?
What do you mean, or what?
Coincidental that he tried to call Bob Costas or it's not likely that he tried to call Bob Costas.
I, you're trying to get me to say that he didn't call Bob Costas. I'm not going to do it.
Well, you're saying it's quite coincidental.
Yes, I find it. Knowing what I know about O.J., he would never call Costas and me on this. I don't know. You know, it's...
All right, so now you got to tell us, where do you know O.J. Simpson from?
I know O.J. He came into the restaurant a couple of times with A. Juice, yeah. You know, this is back before all of this terrible, the horror of all this stuff that happened. This is back when he was the toast of Los Angeles. He was a running back at the University of Southern California. He went on to a great career in the National Football League, setting single-season rushing records. You know the story. And then he came back to L.A. and had a successful career as an actor.
And everybody loved O.J.
You got it. Everybody loved O.J., okay? And the night of that Bronco chase, I was looking at that Bronco on the screen. I was sitting at the edge of the bed. I was with Marcy, and I think Josh was, he was tiny. Josh was only about... I don't know. Was Josh born? Well, Mercy's not here. Josh, I think, was born. He might have been. He was so small, you barely even knew he was there. You know, you barely noticed that we had. There was a bassinet. I wasn't sure there was a kid in it. I'm kidding around.
Oh, sure.
I'm joking around, yes. Josh was very small. But anyway, I'm watching TV, and I see the Bronco chase. And I said to Mercy, he was in the restaurant probably a month ago. And she said, yeah? And she's doing her nails, and she doesn't care like a lot of things that happen to me. She could care less.
Are things not good with Marcy?
No, they're fine. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they aren't.
No, it's fine. I'm tired tonight. So she went back to doing her nails, and she was shaving that. Anyway,
we don't need to know all the details. We don't have to know the details there, what she was doing.
I remember she had a razor out. Anyway, so I had just had a drink, and I'm sitting there, I'm going, that's O.J. Simpson. And I just heard that, I just heard John McKay was on TV talking to him, okay? And I remember thinking he'd been in the restaurant, and I remember thinking, boy, it would be great if I could get on and talk to O.J. too. So I called up a friend of mine at Channel 19. You remember, I know you get Don Berman on from time to time, Phil.
We do, yeah.
All right, I called up a friend of mine over there as a producer, Odie Kunzwan. And
what's the guy's name?
Odie Kunzwan.
Odie Kunzwan.
Yeah, he's a producer.
All right.
What, you don't believe me?
Yeah, no, it's just a funny name.
Yeah. So I called him up. I said, Odie, can I talk to O.J. on the air too? And he said, man, that's a great idea. I said, because he had just been to the restaurant, if I could say, this is Ted Melford, Ted's in Beverly Hills. O.J., you know, I just turn yourself in, okay? And O.J., you know, I love you. You've been in you were in our restaurant. I know that we served you a steak. And you seem to like it. I don't know. You haven't been back. That was a few weeks back. But now I know why you haven't been back, because you were busy killing. Not kill. I shouldn't say that.
You're saying this to him?
I'm practicing it. And I'm saying, yes, in a way I am saying it. Odie came back and said they didn't have time, that maybe if I called next hour. In the meantime, I went back to watching the TV, and I saw that Cowling was on the phone with the authorities.
Yeah, he was on the phone pretty much throughout the entire Bronco.
Yeah, he's talking to, I don't know who he's talking to.
I think he's talking to cops. He's talking to everybody.
Right.
And I thought I saw O.J., and so I kept staring, and then I thought, maybe O.J. will call me, you know? And he didn't. But then I heard Bob Costas say that he thought O.J. called him. And that's why I thought, that's pretty coincidental. How does he know that O.J. was going to call him?
Because I think O.J. did call him.
What?
I think it was later said, or it was revealed to Bob Costas, that O.J. was trying to reach him. But you said that O.J. tried to call you.
Yes, I know for a fact that he did.
How do you know this?
I am telling you, when I got done saying what I wanted to say to him, and I saw A.C. was on the phone, I thought I saw O.J. in the back seat lift the phone up, you know, I know that O.J. was trying to, he wanted to call me. I think it just stands to reason that he was going to call me. He'd just been in the restaurant. We had had a real good relationship.
Why would he call you?
Why wouldn't he call me?
Well, I mean,
why would he call Bob Costas?
Bob Costas has interviewed him countless times, had a relationship with him as a journalist.
Well, wait a second. You don't know that. I had a relationship with him when he came into my restaurant. Okay, so when Costas said that O.J. called him, I think it's just as likely that O.J. called me.
But you don't know that O.J. called you. Nobody said that O.J. called you, did they?
Obi Kuzwan said it's likely that O.J., if he was in the restaurant, maybe he'll call you.
Maybe he'll call you. That's not the same thing as saying that he did call you.
Well, he said to me, you know, that's a great pitch that you're doing there. We'd like to put it. We can't use it right now. But you say O.J. was in the restaurant. I said, yeah. He said, maybe he'll call you.
Well, that doesn't mean that he was...
You know what, Phil? I don't pay time to come on your program and have you argue with me and tell me things didn't happen that I think happened.
All right, we got Ted Bell.
No, hold on. I don't want you...
Okay, then, Ted, O.J. Simpson called you.
I'm certain that he called me. If he reached out to Bob Costas, then I believe that he also would reach out to Ted Bell. Because here's the thing, Phil. You know, O.J. Simpson... talks to journalists all the time, but talking to a guy that owns a restaurant, talking to a guy that gets him a drink, talking to a guy that gets him a steak, that's a rare experience for him.
And so based on all of that...
Whoa, hold on. That's a rare experience for him. And so, yes, based upon that relationship, I think it's entirely plausible that O.J. tried to call me that night.
So we're just going with you, hoping and wishing and thinking.
No, we're not. I know that O.J. tried to call me. I know he did.
You know, it sounds to me, you sound like some girl that was waiting for a guy to call her.
What are you trying to say?
You know what I'm trying to say. You sound like it's wishful thinking at best, and it sounds deluded at worst.
Yeah, it sounds like you're all, RJ, I hope you call me.
All right, Phil, I'm going to pull my advertising unless I get an apology right now.
I apologize, will you, bud?
Why do I got to apologize?
Bud, apologize. That was not flattery.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what you're running there, Henry, but I'll tell you, I'm not going to have Ted Bell, that's me, okay? I'm not going to have Ted Bell turned into some kind of a squeaking, mincing, effeminate object of scorn.
All right, but you know, you're setting yourself up for this. I know OJ tried to call me that night. I just know he did.
I do. Okay, as I sat there on the edge of that bed and I was looking at that Bronco Chase and I thought, I know he's going to call, I know he is. Okay, so...
You sound like you need a vacation, you really do.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you know what, man, because you do. Because you sound like you're off your rocker, if you want my honest opinion.
Okay, that's it. No more advertising on the Phil Henry Show, I'm done.
All right, well, that's life.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Ted, for having been a part of our show for the many, many years that you were on.
Okay, I'm kidding.
Oh, you're kidding now?
Yes. Why wouldn't OJ want to call me?
Because he doesn't know you, Jack.
He's been in the restaurant. Oh, my God.
I'll bet you he knows a lot of people that he didn't call that night. A lot of people that he didn't call. For whatever reason, he called Bob. Bob Costas is a sports writer.
No, he's not.
I mean, a sportscaster.
Well, the fact is, he was in the restaurant. He liked the restaurant. He came in a couple times.
You just can't believe he didn't call you. All right, Ted, thanks very much for, this was a whole lot of nothing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, no, a whole lot of nothing, man. You know, OJ called me. He called Bob Costas. We don't know that he called you. We don't know that he wanted to call you. And I'm taking your word for it that he's been in the restaurant.
You calling me a liar?
No, I'm not calling you a liar.
Okay. He was in the restaurant, okay? O.J. Simpson came in. He had a Ted loin. He had a Ted, and he had some of the Tedibles.
Did he have any Tedibles?
Look, you know, kid, it takes about maybe a half hour to drive over to your studio.
All right, Ted, thank you very much. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on what he wished was a phone call from O.J. Simpson.
No, that's not what I said.
And, next time he was going to cancel his advertising.
Well, you know, and he probably should have, and you probably should have clicked your heels in joy.
What a moron.
Watch it, Phil. He's a very heavy hitter in this town.
Oh, yeah. I wish OJ would have called me. I think OJ called me. I think maybe he called me. Well, even if he didn't call me.
He called you. Wait, did he call you?
No, Bell.
Oh.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pasillo in Southern California. Thank you, Bobby and Steve Dooley, for joining us tonight. We'll see you at Butner Lake in the Springtacular. And also Ted Bell. I don't know, man. Maybe he's drinking or something.
Ask him next time you have him on the show, Bud. Find out if he's been drinking before he comes on the air.
You think he's drunk?
I think he's drunk, yeah. And thank you, Ted Bell. I know you're going to be pissed off when you hear that I said that. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.